Kenneth Smith is one of only two people to have survived execution in the US. A previous attempt to kill him by lethal injection failed as they couldn't insert an intravenous line. Last month, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall asked the court to let the state gas him to death using a face mask connected to a nitrogen cylinder, which would deprive him of oxygen, and it's now under consideration by the state's Supreme Court. Smith's lawyers say it may violate the US Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment and are likely to appeal. Death penalty experts say there's not enough information on the effects of using nitrogen in this way. Oklahoma and Mississippi have approved nitrogen executions but are yet to try it. Caroline Malone, Washington.